Today is Tuesday, May 8th, 2018. I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor of SMA News Today. Researchers have unraveled the cellular mechanisms behind two RG7916-like splicing modifiers that increase the levels of SMN, the protein missing in spinal muscular atrophy, and suggest these small molecules may indeed lead to treatments of benefit to patients. SMA is caused by mutations in the SMN1 gene, which leads to a reduction in the load of survival motor neuron protein. A second survival motor neuron gene, known as SMN2, with an identical sequence, can ease the damage done by the mutation, but only to a very limited degree. SMN2, like SMN1, is capable of producing SMN, but a slight difference in its DNA sequence leads to an event called alternative splicing of a premature version of its messenger RNA, the molecule that guides protein production. This difference causes 90% of its resulting SMN protein to be shorter and non-functional. Several approaches that therapeutically target alternative splicing of SMN2 are currently in various stages of development. These range from drugs like the approved Spinraza to small molecules shown to promote the correct splicing of SMN2 mRNA and to increase levels of functional SMN protein. RG7916 is one of those small molecules, now in three phase 2 or phase 2/3 clinical trials for several types of SMA. It is an oral treatment intended to bypass the blood-brain barrier and effectively reach the central nervous system, the brain, and the spinal cord. Latest data from the sunfish and jewelfish studies showed that RG7916 increases the protein levels of SMN. An additional study in an SMA mouse model found that molecules structurally similar to RG7916 that can modify SMN2 splicing also induce a comparable increase in SMN protein in the animal's blood and brain. Two small molecules structurally similar to RG7916, called SMNC2 and SMNC3, were found to promote the correct splicing of SMN2, presumably through mechanisms similar to RG7916. Researchers, looking to better understand the mechanisms behind these molecules and potentially help with the design of future splicing modulators, performed a series of chemical and genetic studies. SMNC2 and SMNC3 were found to directly bind to SMN2 pre-mRNA, inducing conformational changes that increase the binding of two proteins involved in pre-mRNA splicing. This binding was shown to increase the correct splicing of SMN2. These findings underscore the potential of small molecule drugs to selectively bind RNA and modulate pre-mRNA splicing as an approach to the treatment of human disease, including SMA. Up next, SMA Perspectives from Community Editor Kevin Schaefer.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, May 8th, 2018. At the time of writing this, my butt is pretty sore. No, I didn't go bungee jumping this weekend, or hurt myself bull riding, nor did I go to a marathon of all the Marvel movies leading up to Avengers Infinity War, and suffer cramps as a result. Hey, true fandom requires sacrifice. No, the reason my bottom hurts is that I'm having trouble with my Rojo seat cushion, and there may be a leak in it. My caregiver has tried adjusting it and pumping more air into it, but no luck. I just scheduled an appointment with my wheelchair service provider, but until then, I kind of have to deal with a literal pain in the, you know. Oh, the little joys of living with SMA. For those of you who don't use a wheelchair, getting your butt comfortable is harder than you might think. I love the Rojo model, but as soon as the one I'm using wears out or the air leaks out, it then becomes quite the nuisance to get it fixed or replaced. Likewise, another comfort issue occurred just the other day, and it also involved my private parts. To stay in my chair throughout the day and not have to worry about transferring when I have to pee, I wear an external catheter. It was a little weird getting used to this at first, but over the years, it's become second nature, and it allows me to stay out for long periods of time. Most of the time, it works fine, but occasionally the tube before it gets loose, and before I know it, the waterworks are all over the inside of my pants. This happened while I was at a movie with my dad on Saturday afternoon. And of course, I was also going out with a friend that night and had a limited amount of time in between to figure out a solution. Knowing that my dad and I would both be at home for about an hour before going out again, I reviewed my options. I could either suck it up and keep going on in my pants for the rest of the day, which I do not recommend, change completely with a fresh catheter, which can be pretty time-consuming, or change into shorts and pee in a urinal before going out with my friend. Dad and I both agreed that the last was the best option, and the only thing I had to be careful about when I went out that night was not to drink too much soda. Problem solved. Ultimately, these issues are nothing more than annoyances, and they do make for funny stories. Nevertheless, there was a time in my life when little things like this would have pushed me over the edge. Thinking about where I was this time a few years ago, I was bitter and frustrated about having SMA. I desperately yearned for relief from it, and it was little things like issues with my catheter or barely being able to move my hands that aggravated me beyond measure. Today, I have more self-control and contentment, and I no longer break down when my seat cushion won't work or when my energy is wiped. Much of this is because I have more independence, better equipment, and a goofball of a caregiver who always has my back. But a lot of it comes down to how my attitude has changed for the better. There was a time in my life when I felt sorry for myself and focused on the little things that were keeping me down. Things like struggling to get comfortable in bed at night, difficulties transferring out of my chair, or being unable to move my hands much were always at the forefront of my mind. Today, these are still things I deal with, but they no longer bring me down. Now I focus on the little things that bring me joy, whether it's hearing from a friend I haven't seen in a while, enjoying a favorite meal, or having a pleasant conversation with a stranger. These are the things that occupy my mind more often than not. It's the little things that can make a world of difference. For further discussion on transferring and going to the bathroom when you have an SMA, please check out the discussions on the SMA News Today forums page. And for tips on finding the right seat cushion and many other topics.
Be sure to follow SMA News Today for daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy. For SMA News Today, I'm Mike Nace, executive editor.